This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Yo, 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 this is Frank Sasso from A History with God Ministries coming at you with a Godcast for you. Woohoo! You hear him already. I have with me today Keith Axum. Yeehaw! Keith, how about you welcome all of the partners and visitors and all that? Go.
Hey, welcome partners, visitors, and all that.
Oh, God.
How we all doing
Why
today?
Do I ask? Why do I ask?
Glad you guys are out there because
I'd like to. I'll take it. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. I'd like to welcome all the partners, the members, the subscribers, the listeners, and any first-time listeners just joining us today. We have got a kind of a different podcast today because we are not at our usual Starbucks early in the morning. We're at Panera Bread of all places.
Yeah, everything's different over here.
It's very desolate.
Different view.
What's going on?
Quiet, mellow here. It's a little, you know. A little different.
Sure, and the windows are fogging up, too.
Our listeners.
So, what is on your heart, man? What's going on with you? Where have you been? What's going on?
A lot. When you're with the Lord, there's always a lot going on, right?
Yes.
God is always speaking to you about something, some things you're meditating on, you're dealing with, you're getting through, you're focusing. God's talking about other things. You go through life, you move on. I have been all over this biblical concept of what it means to have an abundant life. Because we hear about it, the abundant life. We name churches after it. We use this term, it's thrown around, and what does it really mean? What did the Lord intend when he was talking about having an abundant life?
Did the Lord share with you what he meant by that?
I've been getting some revelation on this, and I just wanted to go to some scripture. John 10:10, great scripture.
John 10:10, come on.
For those of you out there that read scripture. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. Let's just stop right there for a second.
Okay.
The thief comes.
Who's
the
that?
Thief.
Who's the thief?
That's a good question. Who is the thief? Is the thief God?
No.
Because the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
Just those three things. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Steal, kill, destroy. The thief comes.
Only the thief comes for that.
Only the thief. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. So, who might the thief be?
Well, let's give the listeners a second. Just give them a minute. How did you know I was going to play that?
Yeah, so the thief, the thief is, and I hope this is obvious, the thief is the devil, the son of perdition.
Satan.
Yeah.
The worm.
He's the thief.
Right.
So he comes in order to steal and kill and destroy.
That's his whole M.O.
That's his M.O. Here's the problem. Everyone doesn't think that. Sometimes people attribute that to God.
Oh, like, yeah, don't, let me tell you, don't ever say this to Christina
here's the whole
if you
thing.
Ever want to say anything ever again.
Well, guess
because
what?
Because she will go off on that. That's one thing.
Well, exactly.
Oh.
Because you get sick and it's like, oh, God, he allowed this sickness. We talked about the allowed thing. Or God put it on me to teach something. And we tend to beat this up because this is a prevalent concept.
Oh, things that my goodness.
In religion, and religion just wants to take everything that Jesus has done, take all the grace and rip it to shreds and replace it with works.
Christina would tell you, she would say to you something, I think it was Bill Johnson said it, but she loves saying this. She goes, can I ask you a question? When did God and the devil switch jobs?
Exactly. Exactly. When did they change places?
Right.
But the thief comes. Oh. God doesn't come to do that.
No.
If God comes to do that, then he's the devil.
Okay.
And we know he's not.
Right.
Bad things happen.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, yeah, it's God. God moved me out of my job into unemployment. Well,
yeah.
I don't think so.
I had a guy tell me once.
He came to steal and kill and destroy.
Yeah.
He's not the thief.
I had a guy tell me once, I said, oh, it's good to see you back in New Jersey. And he says to me, yeah, well, you know, I was living in Chicago or wherever he was living. I think he said Chicago, Illinois. He goes, God broke my ankle. Yeah, God did this. So I would have to come back to Jersey. What relevance a broken ankle has to do with New Jersey, I have no idea. But in this guy's mind, God broke his ankle to get him back to Jersey.
So to me, that falls into the destroy category.
Yeah.
His ankle got destroyed, and he's saying God did it. So he's saying that God was the thief there.
He's saying that God came to steal his job.
Right.
And break his ankle, destroy mm-hmm. his ankle, and steal his job. He attributed that to God's character.
So anything that happens basically is God.
Right.
Good, bad, ugly, indifferent.
Right.
It's God.
It's all God.
Because God allows it.
Wrong.
Yeah. Game buzzer.
Jeez, made me jump. It just made me jump.
Right here in Panera, he almost went through the ceiling here.
Man.
The thief comes in order to steal and kill and destroy. We have to know who that is.
Yes.
So when those things are happening, it's not God teaching us something.
Right.
It's not God allowing something. We know it's a fallen world, so things are going to happen, but we fight against an adversary
yes.
who prowls around like a roaring lion.
Like
not that he is a roaring lion.
He's like one. A bad impression of a lion.
Yeah. Tell him to
gum you.
Get lost.
That's right.
Show him the bottom of your shoe.
A toothless lion.
He's the one that comes to steal. Bad things happen. It's not God. God isn't taking things from you. You lose your job. You get some kind of disease. It's not God. You can just attribute everything to God then. God put cancer on me so I'd be here in the hospital so that I might speak to this nurse and she might get saved. Yes, God will work all things for good. But he didn't do that in order to save this nurse. He didn't put cancer on you. That's not in God's nature.
So you're telling me that the reason things like that do happen because the devil does it.
The devil does it.
Okay.
He's the thief. We have to be clear on who the thief is. The thief is Satan. He's the thief.
But the
devil.
But the second part of John 10:10.
The second part of John 10:10.
You're getting excited.
Yeah. So the thief comes in order to steal and kill and destroy. But I came.
But. I like it already.
That they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance.
Mm.
Okay, and in abundance, and I've got the Amplified here, to the full, till it overflows.
Ah, okay.
So abundance is overflowing. Abundance is more than enough. The word actually is peresis, P-E-R-I-S-S-O-S.
What, in the Greek?
Peresis, yes. And this is great when you look up this. Exceeding some number or measure or rank or need over and over. More than is necessary, super exceedingly abundantly, something further, more, much more than all, more plainly superior, extraordinary, surpassing, uncommon, preeminence, advantage,
dude.
More eminent, more remarkable, excellent.
You've been doing your homework.
These are what is included in abundance. So we think, abundance, abundant life, abundance, it's good. Yeah, I'll have abundance. But when you read this and you start thinking of all those things, when Jesus went to the cross and he took everything on us, he came that we might enjoy life and have it to the full and have it in abundance. Let me ask you, is abundance like a quarter full?
No.
Is it like a half full?
It is not even three quarters of the way full.
Is it then to the top, to the brim?
No.
No, it's not. It's more than that. It's overflowing.
Overflowing.
It's overflow.
It's continuous overflow.
The top of the cup.
Yes.
It's more than enough. It's more than enough.
Mm.
Right? Why more than enough? Now, sometimes we think it's like, I just need enough. Do I need more than enough? Like, do I really need more than enough?
Well, wait a minute. There's no way you can say, like, when someone says to you, what do you need? You would never say, I need more than what I need. You never say, what kind of an answer is that? I need more than enough. No, you need what you need.
You need what you need.
Right. You would never say, I need more than enough.
But God, that's not what the Lord's saying.
No, that's not the
He's
way the
saying
Lord
you need more than enough. Right. Yeah, that's what he came for.
Right.
So if we have just enough, if we're just getting by.
No, that's not abundance.
If our bills are just paid, we're like, God does everything for me, and I've got my job, and all my bills are paid, and I manage to squeak by every month.
Oh, I can't stand that voice. Whoever that person is, I can't stand the way they talk.
God is so faithful. Oh. So you're just meeting your needs every month, and you're just getting through life, and you're kind of... Now, is that what Jesus died for? Did he die for that?
Absolutely not.
So that... your needs just might be just met, just enough there, so that every month you can squeak by.
What an atrocity that would have been for him to have died for that.
He's saying abundance. Now here's the next question this leads into. Why too much? Why more than enough? Why exceedingly more, super abounding, something further, much more? More plainly superior, extraordinary. What are you going to do with more than enough? If you have more than enough...
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Let's ask the listeners. Listeners, we're going to give you another minute. Why is it more than enough? Take a minute.
I hope you all
Keith
wrote down
Trebek.
Why we need more than enough after meditating on that. If we have more than enough, you get more income, you get more property, you get more stuff, you get more blessings, more things are being poured out on you. How much can you really use?
You can only use what you can use. I mean,
you can only use what you can use enough.
You can use enough.
And you could live excessively to a certain... You could go out and buy like a really gigantic house and have a great car and buy properties and accumulate stuff.
Yeah, with the quote-unquote enough.
Yeah. In my mind, enough is enough so that you can have a good life. You're not worried about things in the least. And here's the key thing. Now you're able to go out and do what God has called you to do in the world. So you have more than enough. You have more than enough money. You have more than enough time. You have more than enough everything. All these things that Jesus died for.
Right.
That's in the Bible, right?
Amen.
Didn't Jesus die for that?
Jesus
wasn't it finished?
Died for all that. It was all done. It's all finished. He said it's finished.
Didn't
it's
we
finished,
just read this in John 10:10 so that, that we might enjoy life and have it in abundance?
Mm.
So you can go out and do things and you're not concerned with the material things in the natural. But now, with the abundance, and this is the good part, we can go out and bless the world. We can do what God's called us to do. We can sow into his kingdom. We can give. We can meet needs, other people's needs, because our needs are met and more than met. That's where 2 Corinthians 9:8 comes in. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing.
Right. Right.
Come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient.
Right.
Surpassing enough. So we're continuing in abundance. We have an abundance for every good work and charitable donation. And we can go out and do great things in the name of God. Like the thing with Tiago the other day. So,
in the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah. Listeners, if you haven't heard that last podcast, you need to go back and listen to the question and the answer session.
Of the living word.
Yeah. Okay. Frank, who finds 50s and 100s all over the place, we found a 50 when...
I was with you!
You were with me. You found the 50 on the ground, and we went into the restaurant, and we were going to use it to buy our dinner for us and our wives.
Which is life.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is life.
Right.
But Teresa said, hey, why don't we just sew it? Why don't we just give it to the waiter?
Because
the waiter
was
awesome.
Christina was all over that.
And we all agreed that this would be awesome.
Right.
So now, what really happened there? Dinner was not expensive there anyway. We already had money.
It was less than 50.
Yeah, we already had money for dinner.
Yeah.
So we decided to sew it. We really had more than enough, didn't we?
Absolutely.
So we could give it to the waiter. We could then pray with Tiago.
Yes.
And bless him and give him 50. And now he's never going to forget that.
He wanted to give it back.
Yeah.
He's like, that's too much. He couldn't handle it.
No.
It's too much.
How about he's still talking about it? He's never going to stop talking about that.
I love that he put the 50, like Christina said, he put the 50 in the tip jar for everybody to split.
Well, amen, and the blessing keeps rolling.
It keeps going. So he was a blessing.
We sowed that seed. Oh, we were a blessing. He was a blessing. Those other people are getting blessed. And that's what you do when you have more than enough. In fact, if you're just living a life of day to day and getting through the bills and God meets all my needs and I'm good and praise God and I'm right, God's got me in this good place where I can meet. I'd say you're selfish.
I agree.
I'd say that you are missing it.
Absolutely.
You are missing the boat, because if you don't want that abundance, no, God won't give it to you. He says in his word here, that's what he came for. But you know, if you don't come and you don't agree with that and you don't take it,
yeah,
you're not going to have it.
You said something. You said that we sowed that seed. If you go to Mark 4:14, he talks about the sower, soweth the word. Like a farmer went out to sow some seed, that whole story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as he sowed seed, it talks about what happened to some of the seed. Some of the seed fell on good ground, some of it fell on rocky ground, some of it fell here and there.
Right.
But the point is, the seed got sown.
The seed got sown.
Okay, so in John 10:10, when it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, he never comes for any other reason.
Nope.
To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He only comes, the thief, he only comes to people who have something. Mm-hmm. The only people he comes for. Mm-hmm. What? What something? They got sown the word into them. At some point. That's what he's after.
Take the word.
That's what he's after.
And that's where he comes in and says, when things are appearing to be bad in the natural, see, God doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
When it's him that doesn't care about you, that just goes back to the garden, the lies. He starts lying to you.
He has three reasons that he comes, because he has three abilities.
Right.
The three abilities of the devil: to deceive, to tempt, and to accuse.
And that's what he did with Jesus.
He deceives you, and then he tempts you, and then when you do it, he accuses you of doing the very thing he tempted you to do.
Uh-huh.
So that he can, what? Steal, kill, and destroy.
He's going after the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and that's what he did.
Amen.
He took Jesus out of the wilderness, put him on the mountain, showed him the kingdom
of
the world. And yeah.
But then he goes, but I come that you may have life, but it doesn't stop there.
No.
He wants you to have life, meaning he wants all your bills paid.
Yeah, Zoe.
And not that's my dog's name, Zoe.
Yeah.
And not only life, but life more abundantly.
Otherwise, why would it be here? Why would it be in this scripture, John 10:10, which I would think we should pay attention to, just because it's in the Bible, right? Jesus said it.
Yes. It's red letters.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of important for us?
Red letters always win.
If we're not having
like Kenneth Copeland,
that abundance, we're not able to do what he's called us to do. We're not able to send somebody someplace. We're not able to send ourselves someplace.
Right, exactly.
We're not able to do... We're in effect, powerless Christians.
That's right. You
know? Well, I can pray for you.
And there's nothing worse than a powerless Christian.
Well, yeah, it's nice to pray for people. Let me pray for you. But somebody sees you and you're just... Everything's always bad and you're sick and you're poor and you're... What kind of... Oh, yeah, I want to worship your God because he's, you know, really taking care of you.
Well, what about the whole thing? Like, maybe there's someone thinking right now, well, what are you saying? I have to give away to $50 for him to get the idea that, you know, to make an impact? There's no power in the Holy Ghost. I can't just pray. I need $50 to give him?
Well, I'm saying is that you don't even have to worry about this. You get this into your system. You start renewing your mind, and you'll start seeing those $50 things. You're going to have it. It's just going to start coming. And besides, start sowing what you have. Everyone's got something to sow.
Absolutely.
I mean, the widow, you know, she went to the temple and she sowed the one, whatever it was, the one coin. Two mites,
right?
And Jesus said it's more than all the others gave.
Right. Because of the heart intent.
Because of her heart. And
that's
the willingly and hilariously. And if you're going to give, do it willingly. Do it happily or just don't do it.
Right. Because people see it as paying like protection money or something.
Yeah. And it's not God the Father. It's the Godfather. I pay my protection.
God the Father is the Godfather.
And I had to almost repent of that. Years ago, I used to give my tithes with almost like that kind of concept. Well, I'm taken care of because I'm tithing. And
I paid this week.
Yeah, I paid. I'm paid up, you know?
Wow.
So to have the abundant life is what God did for you. It's what Jesus did for you. To enjoy life and have it in abundance. And the abundance is so that we can go out and further his kingdom. Now look at Luke 5:6. That's with Peter with the fish.
Yeah.
You know, I've been out here all night, but I'm going to throw up my net anyway at your word.
Mm-hmm.
How much fish did he get? The nets began to break. It said they filled up both boats and the boats began to sink.
Mm.
And I would look at that and say, why so many? Isn't that too much? The boats are sinking. Isn't that wasteful? But Jesus isn't wasteful. you know, with the five loaves and the seven fishes, he said, go collect what is left, because not any of it's going to be wasted. And so he had fish to excess.
Right.
So I'm always like, well, why so many? And I think he was showing Peter, who was going to be a fisher of men, how many men were going to come to Jesus through
him. Through Peter, yeah.
And abundance. And mm-hmm. It's almost like, you got to expand your vision. It's not my fault your boats are too small.
Right, right.
Get a bigger boat.
There you go.
Peter, get a bigger boat.
Oh, man. Christina just said that the other day about a bigger boat.
You're going to have to expand your vision for what God wants you to do. Now, we've laughed about this. I sent you a text the other day about the jet. The History with God jet.
Right.
And we've laughed about it and what color it would be and what it would say in the tail. This ministry is what? Less than 2 years old.
Yeah.
I'm believing we're going to have a jet.
Amen. I agree.
We're going to have a jet.
I agree with that.
So
I will take it now.
We got the vision, and now it's getting into us, and we're going to start speaking it. God gave us that power to speak things as though they were. So we can start speaking things, and we can start believing for it now. And these things are going to happen.
Amen.
Without vision, the people perish.
And you know what? And listeners, if you want to sow into that jet, feel free. Go to historyofgod.com and click on Sow a Seed. You could be part of that too.
Amen. This ministry is going to be worldwide. You've already had words on that. So
amen.
Going to Africa, going out into all the world and preaching the gospel. So we need a big vision. You know, right now there's 5,000 some listeners. If you just say, well, I got 5,000 listeners, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would be good.
Yeah.
If 5,000 people are hearing the word and getting encouraged and blessed. No, this is kind of a starting point.
Absolutely.
There's a critical mass thing happening.
Absolutely.
Here, and this is going to explode. But we need that vision. And just going back, we need that vision of abundance. God always uses these words. We're more than conquerors.
Right.
Super conquerors.
Right.
It's always more than, on top of, more than enough, you know, more plainly superior, something further, something more than you can ask or think. That's how God is, and that's how he is with us, and that's how he wants us to think, and we have to run with it. Write things down, meditate on them, speak them every day.
Amen.
And just go with it, because this is what Jesus died for. It's in the red letters.
Yeah.
It's in the Word.
You can't go wrong with red letters.
You can't.
You really can't.
There's no way.
Oh.
It's there. It's there for a reason, that we may enjoy life. So, yeah, enjoy our life. Absolutely. When you're doing God's will, you're enjoying life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And have it in abundance. And the abundance is so that it flows through us, out of us.
It's so important to get
world.
That revelation, though. I had also heard that the nets were so full of fish that they couldn't move it.
Mm.
They actually couldn't move it. You imagine?
He was like, Peter, get a vision. This is who I am.
Yeah. Peter was the only one who actually did get it.
He fell down and was like, Lord, I repent, I'm a sinful man. Because he just had so much.
He was
like, he was blown away by that.
I was thinking about when Peter walked on the water the other day. This is funny. Thinking about that, and like, he started to sink. And I could see almost like the other disciples, like when he got back in the boat, saying, you know, you shouldn't have taken your eyes off Jesus. You should have kept your eyes on Jesus. And I'm thinking of like what I would have said if I were Peter. I think I would have said something like, you should have been walking with me. All right? Don't tell me what I should have. So don't be so quick, listeners, to point out something that someone else should be doing when you should look at what you're doing or what you're not doing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look, maybe this is the Lord. I don't know. But this seems like a little off track for a second. But it just reminded me about Peter. He got the revelation. He got the revelation that Jesus is the Messiah.
Yeah, Jesus said, flesh and blood is not revealed to this to you, but my
right.
Father who is in heaven. So
right.
He got a revelation
he
that
got it.
Came out of the Spirit.
He got it. And even with a revelation, Jesus still tells him, get a vision.
Right. Because there's the natural and the spiritual.
Right.
And so we want to bring them together.
Devil comes to steal, kill, destroy. Jesus comes so that you may have
the
life.
The devil, right?
Right?
Just so we're clear.
Devil
the
comes
thief.
To steal. Thief comes to
the God. God's not the thief, right?
No, he's not.
Devil, thief.
Jesus comes
devil,
to
bad.
Life and life more abundantly.
God, life. God, good.
Listeners, listen to the left side of your speaker to hear Keith, and listen to the right side of your speaker to hear me, because we're having two different... we're talking at the same time. In any event, get the revelation of who the devil is and what he does and why he does it, and who Jesus is and what he does and why he does it, and you will be... just fine.
Look at John 10:10.
Hallelujah.
Look at that. Amen.
Why not?
I like John 10:10.
I like it too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scripture?
I like John 10:10.
Really?
Yeah, you ever hear that one?
What is that? Is that something about Jesus making you sick to teach you something? But I have come to make you sick to teach
that.
You stuff.
That's
thank
right.
you, Lord.
Come to make you sick to teach you stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's 2 Thessalonians.
Oh, look at Fleshalonians.
And, yeah, the Lord came to kill and destroy. That's in the First Condominiums.
Oh!
No, the thief comes to steal and destroy. Jesus came that we may have life and enjoy it and have it in abundance.
Hallelujah.
Totally full, till it overflows, more than enough.
Bada bing.
So that our needs are met and we can go out and bless the world and accomplish what he has called us to do. Because you need money to accomplish what he's called you to do, right?
You do. All right there, brother.
All right, man.
That was cool.
That was cool.
I'm sure you guys were encouraged by this Godcast. So until next week, remember this. We love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.